episode 2519 of the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Job Search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. A tough interview question for managers is what I'm going to deal with today. It's a quick video, a couple of minutes long, like most of my stuff tends to be. I'm going to return to long-form videos with the new year on Fridays, but for now, shorter videos until the new year. I hope you find this video helpful. I hope you give this show a great review wherever you listen to or watch it. Remember, Spotify, top 10% of all videos in the world, video podcasts, I should say, in the world. And I hope you enjoy this one. And we'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a fun interview question for managers. What's a common way you see people fail as a manager? Now, I remember from my own experience many years ago that I was interviewing two individuals to run a workshop. And each of them had done very well on a previous workshop in their particular role. And now we were going to ask them to step up to be the overall facilitator for it. And when I interviewed each of them and asked them, what would you say the most important thing is, or the first thing you should decide on in your role running this retreat? And each of them answered from their own perspective. I need someone who could do what I did last time, is the way each of them answered, as opposed to thinking in terms of the overall workshop and finding someone who could lead it and thus support them in identifying what was necessary for the rest of it and its leadership. And I think of it from the standpoint of, what do they really want to find out about you? And the answer is, can you think outside of your own limited scope? Can you think bigger picture? Now, a typical answer is, you know, I often see managers who lack transparency. And it becomes their directive. They don't explain their decisions. They just expect people to follow things by rote. That's a pretty traditional answer to this question. But the concept is, as you tell this, you want to tell a story that perhaps you observed someone who was struggling in their role, and they were losing the support of their team because they weren't transparent. Remember, wherever you can, think of a story that you can tell. I rushed through mine, but you know, just think in terms of a story that you can tell that connects with the audience, that allows them to see that you can think outside of your scope or your previous experiences and can think bigger picture. So I'm Jeff Altman. Hope you found this helpful. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site and go explore. There's a ton of the blog to help you. And people hire me for no BS career advice. So that can involve a job search, hiring more effectively, management leadership, career transitions, dealing with workplace issues. A holistic approach to you and your career. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or time for coaching with me. Find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's just a lot there that'll help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.